Extravagant Christmas lights.
No other city on earth does Christmas like New York. And no hotel does Christmas quite like Manhattan's iconic Plaza.
Happy holidays. This is the hotel where your dreams come true.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah.
Boasting one of the most prestigious addresses in America, on the corner of Central Park and Fifth Avenue.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
The world-famous Plaza has welcomed the great and the good. From rock stars...
The Beatles used to stay here.
Good morning, Baptist services.
...to royalty.
Kings and majesties. One of the princes, he actually built a fire in the center of the room.
For the first time, the hotel has given exclusive access to Christmas.
Hi, come on in.
To go behind the scenes.
We're recreating the Plaza. It's all made of gingerbread.
And meet some of the 600-strong army of staff, from the butlers and the concierge team, whose job it is to make every guest's Christmas dream come true.
A guest requested a Home Alone 2 wow moment.
To the chefs preparing the hotel's star attraction, the grand Christmas buffet for over 400 VIP guests.
I want it to be completely finished right now. Travis, let's go. You have to get everything done. Let's do the ice.
All to create the perfect Plaza Christmas.
Santa told me you made it on the nice list.
No, she's naughty.
Sissy B, Merry Christmas.
Christmas in New York, inside the Plaza.
It's 4 weeks to go before Christmas at one of the most famous hotels in America. And the Plaza is fully booked with 400 guests.
Hi, welcome to the Plaza.
Every Christmas, staff transform the iconic hotel into a winter wonderland.
This is Hatsumi at the concierge. I'm wishing you happy holidays.
I love it when it's snowing, to look out the window and see it coming down.
The opening of the lucrative Christmas season is marked with a lighting ceremony conducted by the Plaza's managing director.
Merry Christmas. My job is to very simply say, 1, 2, 3, let there be light on the tree.
The huge Christmas tree lights up.
It was amazing.
The Plaza is renowned for its luxurious Christmas. And this year, it's going to be bigger than ever.
The lights, the snow, it's cold outside, but then in the Plaza, it's like a whole different world. It's just magical.
Over the years, the Plaza has attracted an illustrious roll call of guests, including movie stars and musicians from Marlene Dietrich to the Beatles.
The Plaza creates this magical experience that you see in movies.
The hotel is famous as the location for the 1992 Christmas blockbuster Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
You walk into that famous revolving door that you only see in Home Alone, and it's a real place, and they're real people.
Guests are prepared to pay whatever it takes for a taste of movie magic over Christmas. Concierge Melody has arranged a Home Alone welcome package costing £3,000. This is on top of the £2,000 a night price tag for the penthouse suite.
Oh, good. It's all cleaned up now. Great. So what do you think about the floor piano? Maybe we should put it over here?
Or maybe just front and center?
We had a request about a month ago. We've got a lot of stuff. A guest requested a real Home Alone 2 wow moment when they walked in. Sounds like Legos.
Shaking a wrapped present.
With a tree and presents for the kids, and to add the piano.
It's a floor piano.
That's super fun. These are guests that have been here before. Yeah, and we absolutely love having families come back. We get to know their kids as they grow up, and every year they are a little bit bigger.
Arranging presents.
I like it that they're coming out. What do you think? Are we getting to a wow here? What do you know, like... This could get really silly. Okay.
Oh, this looks really nice.
A doorman.
How are you?
Really good.
Good, good. I'm glad. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is the hotel where your dreams come true.
As well as the 1,800 guests welcomed each week, the Plaza attracts hundreds of day guests and New Yorkers queuing for a chance to sample a bit of the Plaza magic.
Big line here is they put something special in the Plaza drinks.
Dining at the historic Palm Court is a New York tradition, and every day 350 people splash out on afternoon tea, a treat costing £100 a head.
If five people go out, they bring another five in. And we're talking about three bars in the lobby, and they're all full.
But one of the true highlights of the New York festive season is the Plaza's opulent Grand Buffet on Christmas Day. Bookings are like gold dust, with its 400 seats selling out the day reservations open.
Thank you for calling Concierge Desk at the Plaza. The Christmas Day brunch buffet is sold out.
It's there. The muesli should be there right now. I just sent it up.
The buffet opens in just 4 weeks' time and will be overseen by new executive chef, Matt.
This hand blender work?
Good chef.
Okay. New guy, new kitchen. I'm not even sure what works.
Matt only started 6 weeks ago during the run-up to the hotel's busiest period.
You keeping your eye on the 10 o'clocks coming up, yeah?
And this job may be his hardest yet.
Chefs are kind of sadistic in a way. We're always looking for harder challenges, and the Plaza is going to be a big challenge. A lot of eggs Benedict, salmon Benedict. Goes fast. We're going probably 100 miles an hour right now. We're pretty much 10 times the amount of volume that you do on a regular day. We go to 57.
He passes an order to a waiter.
Before he can even start prepping for the grand Christmas buffet, Matt must serve up a special set dinner, a new addition to the menu for December.
Thank you for calling Concierge Desk at the Plaza. How many people in your party, Miss Call, by the way? Okay.
Food and beverage director Don says we have a party tonight for 27 people at the Rose Club.
We do, okay. For the 60 reservations we already have, I think it'll crush us. Okay, all right.
Matt hadn't anticipated the extra demand for the special once-a-week three-course menu.
I think we expected to maybe do about 60, and then it jumped up to 90. And so we just need to get ready on this. Tim, so you're probably looking at least 50 chickens for the risotto. Did we count the profiteroles?
I'm at least have 100.
Okay, you have 30 minutes to get everything done. So should I jump on the crisps?
If you'd like to, Chip, that's fine.
Yeah, I just want to get it done, so
go.
I got hands.
Matt starts slicing celeriac.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My least favorite part is seeing your champagne glass empty, so would you like another one?
Oh, yes, she will.
Yes, I don't think,
yes.
You're never too full for champagne.
Upstairs in the Palm Court,
yes.
Restaurant manager Daniel has a rather special skill set.
There you are.
Thank you.
No problem.
On top of his normal duties, Daniel is moonlighting as Santa's helper to create a holly jolly Christmas.
It's a lot of quick transformations. I have to go from soup and thai to an elf. Peppermint.
He says Peppermint's missing a shoe. Then he looks around the office for the missing boot.
Where's the other one?
He finds it under a desk.
Oh, thank God. It's over. I got this.
At 3 o'clock, when you have families who are coming in over the holidays and the room's not ready and their kids are screaming in the lobby, like, they're not going to be happy. So how could we entertain that? Okay. Now we go upstairs.
Carrying a basket of candy canes.
Would you like a candy cane?
I would love one. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy holidays. I'm Peppermint, the Plaza Elf. Would you like a candy cane?
Yeah.
There you are. You're welcome. I have great news for all of you. You all made it on the nice list this year. Yes. Listen, Santa told me you made it on the nice list. High five.
No, no.
Yes, she did.
No, she's naughty.
No, 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 no. I have proof you made it. Don't tell Mom, okay? Goodbye.
He's changed back into his suit.
That's that.
Now it's time to manage.
When it opened in 1907, the plaza was designed to resemble a French chateau. And its 282 sumptuous rooms cost a minimum £800 a night over Christmas. In charge of the hotel's most exclusive suite is butler Benny.
Good morning, butler services.
For over 12 years, he's ensured every detail is perfect.
Kings and majesties, princes and princesses. So this is our royal suite, in the process of being ready for the arriving guests today. So let's just make sure if everything is properly set. Opening.
Royal families from the Middle East are some of the super rich guests who can afford the £23,000 a night price tag.
When one of the princes came in here, he actually wanted a safari or desert experience. So lots of walls were sort of removed, rearranged, so they can build a fire in the center of the room.
Hidden to most guests, the residence takes up the entire fourth floor with its own elevator, library, fitness room.
Gym looks good.
And private chef's kitchen.
One of the unusual requests was that guests requested a special fish that could only be caught in the area a few thousand miles from here. He wanted a fish to be delivered within 24 hours using a private jet. It was done, absolutely.
The plaza doesn't just achieve the impossible for guests. For some of its staff, it's the place where the American dream came true.
I'm originally from Poland. There was a time in Poland when thousands of people felt threatened by the government, kind of gray period of time in my country during the communist times. The only solution for us was to look for the new future. And this is a secret passage for the lovers, I'm joking, to this area. I managed to escape. First to Denmark, from Denmark to Germany. When I felt lonely, I had a guitar with me. Music allowed me to survive the hardest moments.
He's playing the piano.
I was granted political asylum in the United States. I'm here, happy, I have a family. The United States gave me everything.
The US flag fluttering in the breeze on top of a skyscraper. Outside the plaza, a doorman helps a guest into a yellow cab.
You take care, nice seeing you. Happy holidays to you too. Welcome to the plaza, the world's most famous hotel. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
With 3 weeks to go before Christmas, doorman Freddy is getting busier by the day.
This has been going on since 11 in the morning that I came in. And it usually goes on to about 8 o'clock at night.
In the kitchen, with the set dinner special in full swing, new executive chef Matt is facing an uphill battle.
Gentlemen, listen up. 18, main course fired. It's two chickens. After that, you're giving me one more chicken with a beef tenderloin medium rare. Okay, that's what I need first.
It's always hard when you're coming in and you're the new person in the kitchen, no matter what.
How long on those four chickens, man? 16 waiting on one chicken. 63 waiting on one chicken.
And on top of that, we have to prep the full grand buffet, which we're gonna do about 400 plus covers on Christmas Day. It's very busy.
I don't have a 16 in front of me, Jeff.
Matt's struggling to feed tonight's 90 diners, so he'll have his work cut out for the 400 buffet guests on Christmas Day.
First two went up, a second two never went up.
You only have two people on here.
Another guest came and I ordered the second one. I never get them.
Okay.
With the risk of guests going hungry and Christmas prep hanging over him, has Matt taken on more than he can handle?
Why is this not happening?
Hashtag inside the plaza. Ice skating in Central Park.
Happy holidays. Inside to the left or straight ahead in the palm court?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody's in the Christmas spirit and everybody's happy. Take care. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you next time, okay? All righty.
It's 2 weeks to go before Christmas Day at the Plaza, one of New York's most celebrated hotels, and staff are hard at work ensuring every whim is catered for.
At Tavern on the Green, they were completely booked until 9:30 tonight.
Oh.
But I talked Lauren into taking Faith and Taylor.
That's very, very good.
Morning.
You're on fire.
Fuego, baby.
Oh, yes.
The 600 hotel staff pride themselves on realizing every request, however last minute it may be.
We've got a special order of vegan pancake right now that's not on the menu, so we talk to the guests. They're willing to wait while we make the recipe from scratch. It's never no.
In the kitchen, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas as the team create a special bespoke dessert for a regular VIP.
One of the guests has a house near the plaza, so we're recreating her neighborhood she lives in. It's all made of gingerbread. For snow effects, we're using peppermint cotton candy.
He places some on the roof of the plaza.
We want to take, you know, care of the guests, and being Christmas and everything, we don't want to let them down.
As well as going above and beyond, staff discretion is a huge reason for the plaza's enduring appeal.
Can't name who they are, obviously. Have to keep their name private.
No one knows this better than in-house engineer Gene, who's worked 30 Christmases at the luxury hotel.
You can see the crystals are missing.
An ornate bedroom has become more like a detective scene.
One, two, three, four, and even over here at the chandeliers too, several of them are missing. A lot of them are missing, by the way. The guests probably took them. So I don't know how they get up there. Maybe they'll grab a chair and then, and pick them. Amazing. I'm gonna have to make sure that they all are well replaced.
People want a piece of the Plaza Hotel, so much so that it's not just a rumor. People actually take pieces of the Plaza Hotel.
The chandelier is not complete without having all the teardrops. I have to be very gentle with them.
When the plaza first opened, it was decorated with 1,650 crystal chandeliers, which have proved irresistible to some souvenir hunting guests.
So, I know that this is a common thing, but the beautiful chandeliers also have a lot of crystals hanging from them, and I can say that I have borrowed a crystal at home. Oops.
Those are the teardrops. Those are the ones that they usually take for souvenirs, and we keep on replacing them.
Gene is just one of a huge team focused on creating the most magical Christmas experience.
Merry Christmas, Miss Johnson. This is Hatsumi at the concierge. How may I help you?
We have an amazing team dedicated for one purpose, to completely satisfy the stay of the guest at any cost.
Go ahead, Jenny.
You'd be forgiven for thinking the plaza is bound to tradition. But in order to keep all guests happy, the hotel appointed its first ever female butler.
Daniel, please take a picture for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
Okay. Edith.
We're excited. Christmas is beauty and happiness and care and love. So this is a beautiful place to be.
She beams a smile.
With the Christmas season in full swing, Edith needs to ask seamstress Edna about her customized uniform.
I'm waiting for Miss Edith. Lovely Edith.
Hi, Edna.
Hi.
Okay, my dear.
Okay.
This one is the one I believe is long, because that's the new one. And this one is ripped from inside.
I just patch it up.
Yeah. Okay. I know, you do the best, as always. I'm supposed to have a female.
A female one.
But unfortunately, I haven't done
male one. Unfortunately.
I'm the first female butler. Yeah, at the plaza.
Edith is in huge demand from female guests, particularly those from the Middle East.
This is the way we should be.
When I'm staying at the Plaza Hotel, sometimes I need a little help dressing. And Edith is there.
Good afternoon, Mr. Richard. How are you? I'm good. And yourself? I just want to give you the welcome to the hotel.
Thank you.
I'm Edith.
Okay.
I will be your partner.
So Edith is absolutely amazing. She would always make sure that I was well taken care of and well tended to.
Maintaining a positive and charming manner is essential for every butler, even when they're struggling behind the scenes.
Make sure everything is updated. Yes, everything is in order. I came here as a housekeeping. I stayed with the housekeeping 6 years. At the time that I became a butler, it was a little hard time for me. I lost my husband by that time. He was sick. He was sick, and God took it up in the sky with him in heaven.
She rearranges a pillow on a luxury bed.
I used to wake up and come to work and just waiting for a call to let me know that my husband passed away. It was a challenge every single day to make the guests not seeing what I was suffering. Hello, Miss Aline. Oh, they move you again.
Yes.
Oh my God. So you're comfortable here?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. Life is hard. It's not easy. But we are strong.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A woman at the concierge desk is holding a toddler.
Hello. Hi. I got a smile.
Over winter, New York transforms into one of the world's most romantic cities. And with 10 days to go, everyone is dreaming of a white Christmas.
I love you.
Aw, I love you too.
Thank you.
Hatsumi gives Melody a rose.
Isabel. Como estás? And Dana.
Hidden away behind closed doors, butler Benny is working on a romantic request from a VIP guest.
We have a little arrangement for the guest that is arriving. We have to create a rose petal experience, a little composition that's a heart on the bed. Guest requested a rose petal, and at the same time, they would like to ask to draw the bath. Just imagine you're coming from outside, it's cold, it's uncomfortable, exhausted by the flight, and everything is ready. I would say it happens a few times a week, we have this request.
As if that wasn't enough, guests can relish in the 24-karat designer fixtures.
The tops, they are plated gold. It's a real gold. Romanticism is the part of our daily life. Would I do this for my wife? Absolutely. I still have it in me, absolutely. In spite of the age, but I still have it.
The five-star treatment is extended to every guest who stays at the Plaza.
Every day is Christmas for him.
Oh, he's one of those spoiled ones, huh?
The Plaza has a long history of, you know, having animals in the hotel. The first guest had actually had an extended stay here. She had a dog.
Come on, honey.
They absolutely love my dog at Christmas. The kitchen downstairs make her chicken and rice.
Oh, such a good pup.
A screaming rubber turkey.
Merry Christmas.
Butler Edith is delivering a special surprise for a Christmas regular.
Hello, Mr. Campbell.
Oh, hi there, Edith.
How are you?
Good to see you again. Good to see you.
Same. I brought something for somebody special.
Who would that be?
That would be Sexy Bean.
The man's dog.
Sexy Bean. Merry Christmas. Mr. Bean, you can open for her, please.
The rubber turkey.
Well, she obviously likes it a lot.
Okay, I think she does.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Edith. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for all the wonderful things you do.
Okay. Can I give you a hug?
Oh, absolutely.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye, Ceci Bien. Enjoy your gift.
Hashtag Inside the Plaza.
At one of New York's most iconic hotels, Christmas is just a week away.
You have a wonderful day.
There's nothing as magical as the Christmas tree in the front of the plaza and just really their Christmas and holiday spirit.
Hi, folks. How is everything so far?
Wonderful.
They do treat you like family. I was here for about 8 Christmases in a row. Sassy Bean and I are actually going to the Palm Court Christmas Day. She's even on the reservation.
It's 5 days before new chef Matt serves up the plaza's biggest ever Grand Christmas Day buffet, and he's leaving nothing to chance.
So look, let's stand right here for a minute. So if we're standing right here facing the bar, right, in there where the woman's sitting with the red sweater right there at the end of the bar, we put the ice display with the ice carving and everything inside. But standing here on that side of the tree is going to be the soup and the bread. We take over this area.
That's okay. I was thinking internal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that way, because otherwise, if we put it all inside, we're
going to lose
losing seats.
Okay.
Losing seats. And it's more grand out here. Okay?
Yeah.
No. All right.
Matt has drafted in Travis, an executive sous chef from California, to help him roll out the most opulent Christmas buffet. With no instruction manual for this highly anticipated event, Matt has set up a dry run.
Christmas at the Plaza is something that's almost like an American icon.
That was soup?
Yep, soup bowls, bread, salad.
It's very important. I know what I'm coming into. It helped me going out there and actually visualizing and seeing where all the tables are at.
Do we need these anywhere else besides over there?
Over here.
So on the day of Christmas, I'm not scrambling and just all over the place, so.
Always put the protein second, right?
Okay.
They load up with vegetables, right? They eat less of the expensive stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The night before.
Okay.
We do one more visit and we say, okay, we're missing these bowls, we're missing these plates. And then basically overnight, they'll put the tables.
Okay.
Very first stewarding.
So when I come in at 7, I'll be able to look and see.
Six.
We're coming in at 6.
We're all in at 6. Yeah. We won't even have to come up here.
Okay.
We just focus on the food. Yep.
Creating the most lavish Christmas day for 400 VIP guests takes meticulous planning and teamwork.
No one person can do this alone. We all do it together.
You're a great doorman, you know that?
Thank you. You too. Taxi anyone?
Yes, please.
Right away.
Wrapping papers.
Paper. If you say wrapping papers like that,
uh-huh.
It makes people think of papers that you use to put tobacco in and roll tobacco.
Oh.
Those are what generally are wrapping papers.
That would be fun.
Behind closed doors, engineer Gene is hard at work, but his passion is for painting of a different kind.
I love Andrew Warhol, Jean Basquiat, but my main inspiration is Van Gogh. I have over 300 paintings.
He's been painting a room.
With no time for carols and mulled wine, Gene is creating a Christmas grotto for his colleagues.
A little exhibition before Christmas. I love this one. This is one of my favorite. This one here.
A painting.
It's actually Central Park, and it's right in front of the Plaza Hotel. I got all the pieces of wood from Central Park. I picked them up, selected them, cleaned them up, and made the collage. I love to give back, you know? And you can see the reaction when you give to someone something. Their face, the way that they appreciate. That's what Christmas means to me. This one here is my version of Picasso, but it's not finished as yet.
Water.
I just had a call, 1529, light bulb out. All right.
Two of his colleagues admire his artwork.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Actually, I have one at my house. I bought one painting of him, almost similar to the one with the sun. As soon as I see it, I just fell in love with it, you know? To me, I see joy, I see happiness, I see, you know, hope. The man is good.
Ice skaters in Central Park.
Christmas time in New York, you can't beat it.
It's pretty warm outside, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful, Blake.
Pretty warm.
4 days before Christmas, butler Benny has a holiday treat for his favorite VIP.
In the next 2 minutes, we will be repeating our wonderful experience at the Christmas Plaza.
I'll see you later, okay?
Let's go, my love.
Have fun.
Benny enters the hotel with his young daughter in tow.
Yes. So this is my Princess Sophia. As you can see, she's the dream and my love of my life. How do you like the Christmas tree? Look.
The plaza, it has the immense elegance. You can see it, you can feel it. We had many movies that took place here at the plaza, home, not to mention Home Alone.
Benny's only daughter, Sophia, is following a Christmas tradition started by 9-year-old Kevin in Home Alone 2.
Look, this is the Grace. Angie, yeah, lay down. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Let's just walk. But there's nothing upstairs, Angie. So it's closed, yeah, you see? Okay.
My childhood, my teenage years in Poland, it was tough. My hopes for my daughter is that I want her to have everything that at some point was taken away from us at the childhood days.
Look at this fabulous renovated room. Angie, take a look. Stand next to the tree. I'm going to take the picture. Wow. Stay over there for a few seconds.
They walk out of a lift.
This way.
What is in there? Sophia asks as Benny knocks on the door to an office.
Aunt Edith. Say hi. Hi, come in.
Hi, Benny.
I know. What did you expect? She's a... Yes.
How are you? You're beautiful.
Okay, I gotta take the picture. Go ahead.
There are times in my life when I think, if I didn't leave my country, what would have happened?
Okay. Uncle Niemer, Auntie Premendra, I mean, okay.
If you love life, don't ever give up.
Perfect, beautiful.
You don't have to feel enslaved. You don't have to be unappreciated. You don't have to be degraded because the world has so much to offer anywhere you go.
Say goodbye to everybody, Sophia.
Okay,
Merry
Christmas.
Say goodnight
and merry. Take care. At his grotto, Jean's fixing cotton wool to a Christmas tree.
Edith, come.
Hi, Jean.
How are you doing, sweetie?
Good, and you?
Oh, yes. Edith, come and see.
My eyes went to that one. Look at this one. It reminds me of my country, Dominican Republic.
As a matter of fact, my inspiration was in Dominican Republic.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
She has everything my country has. Ocean, the view, everything that reminds me of my childhood.
Oh, that's nice.
Jean's got another Christmas surprise up his sleeve. Some hand-painted decorations.
Wow,
okay.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jean. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For that.
You're welcome.
This is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A guest tips a doorman.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
The guest gets in a cab.
A part of the job is when you get hit on top of the head. Everything can't be smooth, you know?
It's Christmas Eve, and less than 24 hours before Matt's all-important grand buffet is due to be served. But there are last-minute refrigeration issues.
The walk-in went down today, so we had to clear it all out. We've defrosted it. We're packed to the rafters with all of our food, but unfortunately you can't predict these things. So it looks like from the thermometer that it's dropped back down. We can start going again, so.
Okay.
That's a relief. That's a relief.
Travis is pushing a food cart.
That doesn't sound very good. Yeah. I think that thing's been here since the opening of the hotel.
30 VIPs have managed to snag last-minute buffet seats, but Matt may not have enough food.
All right.
Trays crammed with lobsters.
This is everything?
This is everything, yes.
Lobsters will be tight. Depends on how much people are taking.
So this is ham and the Wellingtons right here.
Okay. You're not going any thicker than finger. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So we're gonna get 360 slices with 30. If we can go thinner than a finger, then we should go thinner than a finger. But what we do is, like, we have to give them the lingo. If somebody's asking for more, oh, I'm happy to give you more, but don't forget, you know, we have turkey, we have ham, you know, steer them on, because when it gets tight, it's tight. There's no more. We have a great name here with the Plaza. So you don't want to overpromise and not deliver. You need to be doing, you know, the top tier and meeting the expectations. That's it, right? 18? All right. It's 4,000 ounces. 9 ounces of turkey per person. On paper, should be enough, right? That's always the guess. You just don't know what they're going to hit the hardest. They could bring families of 15 people that come in, and they all love to eat shellfish, and they wipe out your entire bar in one sitting. I've seen it. So that's why you can plan as much as you plan, but you can't predict.
Matt's team are working late into the night.
Things are happening fast, but there's a lot more to do.
But will the buffet be ready on time?
Hashtag inside the plaza. Christmas in New York, inside the plaza. The towering Christmas tree behind a velvet rope in the hotel's lobby, with presents underneath it.
It's 6 a.m. on Christmas morning, and all is quiet.
A cleaner is vacuuming in the Palm Court.
But at one of New York's most famous hotels, the kitchen is already hard at work.
Matt.
Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, my friend. Thank you. Merry Christmas, my man.
All the best, chef.
You too, man. We're gonna do it. One more big day.
There's only 3.5 hours to go before the plaza's biggest ever Christmas buffet opens.
Christmas morning, 6:23. It was a busy night last night, but everything is in a good place. The turkeys are beautiful, my friend. Darren cooked these turkeys on overnight, starting at midnight last night.
Thank you.
They look beautiful, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Perfection. Travis, let's go. Let's do a recap. So, if we can have first cold round ready to go up by 9.
Okay.
And then 9:30 at the latest, I want to drop hot food.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Sound good?
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
It's Matt's first Christmas buffet since joining the hotel, and his reputation rides on its success.
Franklin.
All right.
Perfect. Good. I love it.
Bring in the new year.
All the tables are in the right place. Good. Okay.
But something is missing.
What we're not seeing, the ice setup.
Oh, yes, I'll get it.
The table, the snow globe, all the stuff. We need to get the ice set up together. The ice needs to start coming upstairs at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll have everything.
Okay.
At 230 pounds per person, expectations are high. New sous chef Travis is key to the success of today's Christmas feast.
Now we're just roasting off veg that hasn't been roasted off yet. I'm trying to figure out, I don't want to fire the fish now because it might dry out, or, you know, if I don't fire it, we'll be ready in time. So it's all right now a guesstimate for me because I've never done this here before.
New recruit Travis only started at the plaza 2 weeks ago, but in just 2 hours' time, he needs to serve up New York's most famous Christmas lunch.
We're still on point?
Yep.
Timing?
Go ahead.
You don't need me to jump in and...
Nope.
Okay.
Travis needs to ensure a mountain of festive food, including 60 pounds of Brussels sprouts, 100 pounds of tenderloin, and 20 gallons of béarnaise sauce are ready for the restaurant to open at 10 a.m.
He should be doing the ice now. Franklin! The ice is making me nervous, man. It's almost 8.
I've got
nothing set up.
A doorman.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. The Santa came to your house last night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
This morning, yeah, we saw Santa.
Oh, in my house, it didn't go there. My daughter was naughty.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling the concierge at the Plaza. This is Melody.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Today is Christmas Day. I had several gifts, perfumes, boots, a whole lot of easels. I had like 3 easels that they gave me.
But before he can clock off for Christmas, engineer Gene still has a list of maintenance jobs to complete.
Here is the problem. There's a problem with the drape. It needs to be stapled.
The engineering department never closes, even on Christmas Day.
I have to be here for the guests and here for the hotel also. And voila. I guess I'm just like a Christmas elf. I fix things that the guest doesn't realize. I just finished one call and I'm gonna close it up. I still have several other calls to do. It's always a challenge and calls comes in all the time. It's Christmas Day, we have to do what we have to do.
This is too much.
In the Palm Court, restaurant manager Daniel is on the hunt for perfection.
I have an idea.
He pulls a gold berry stem off a Christmas tree and threads it into a wreath on a table. He says there's too much green and not enough, like, sparkle. In the kitchen.
Franklin!
It's 8:47 and the ice sculpture still isn't in position.
Let's do the ice. Come on, I'll do it with you. What, you think he can lift more than me? Tilt it so I can get my fingers underneath it.
Matt and Franklin carefully lift the large sculpture onto a trolley. The sculpture is wrapped in plastic.
Whew. Why don't we get another guy next time? Watch the side, Franklin.
The bespoke Christmas feast centerpiece weighs a staggering 21 stone.
Okay, I think this comes out of the tray, obviously. We're not lifting this tray. We'll break the tray.
All right, we gotta wait for the manpower.
The lights are in here?
No.
Where are the lights?
What's the problem?
They don't have the lights.
Lights are the least of Matt's problems. The restaurant needs to open in 20 minutes.
Travis, let's go. Salmon, bronzino, fingerlings, and yams. That's what we're missing in the Schaefer's right now. We want to be 100% set in 10 minutes.
What's the next?
The next, let's do the yams. Should have been up there at 9:30, so.
What's that?
Slacking them for a couple dishes. So we have to get that up as soon as possible.
First guests have arrived. There's only 10 minutes until the restaurant opens.
It's a little tight. I want it to be completely finished right now.
He glances around anxiously.
5 minutes. Give me another table. Push, push, push.
Travis takes a tray of food out of the oven.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold the elevator. Please don't leave without me, guys. Right behind you, gentlemen.
It's 10 a.m., and with the last of the food delivered to the Palm Court, Matt can finally open it up to the waiting VIPs.
All right, if you want to open, but just 2 sauces coming.
Matt shares a hug with a colleague as the guests start trickling in.
Hey. Merry Christmas, man. Let's make it happen. 10 hours from now, we'll put our feet up.
Having only joined the hotel 2 months ago, Matt has successfully served up the Plaza's biggest ever Christmas buffet to over 400 exclusive guests.
I'm happy that we're set up on time. I'm happy it's going to look good for the guest. Everybody did a great job.
Mr. Campbell's cradling his beloved dog.
Christmas dinner at the Palm Court is going to be fabulous.
VIP Mr. Campbell and his companion.
Are you awake?
have been waiting months for this day.
I've spent a number of Christmases here at the Plaza. It is special. It's like magic.
Fifth Avenue, all the shops in the world. That is buying today. It's Christmas.
With the luxurious Grand Buffet in full swing and every VIP being treated like royalty,
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, huh?
The Plaza Hotel has pulled off yet another spectacular Christmas.
Christmas is about uniting everybody. We have more in common than is dividing us.
Merry Christmas. I will be coming home soon, okay?
With the hotel's guests enjoying the festivities, it gives some of the staff a chance to celebrate.
I need Nima for this song. But we have to start singing together, okay? Feliz Navidad.
No, not
yet. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Prosperos años de felicidad.
Bravo.
Let there be light.
It's Christmas Day.
Daniel's juggling.
Feliz Navidad, my friend.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The screaming rubber turkey.
Say bye, Daniel. Daniel.
That's for you.
Take care. Have a Merry Christmas.